What we're going to do in as soon as we're going to go take you to Mountain Heart, and then after that we're going to run you Doc Watson's set from this morning, My Friend Merle, featuring just an incredible cast of characters. Mitch Greenhill, Sam Bush, Richard Green, T. Michael Coleman, and just a whole lot more. Jack Lawrence. That's going to be so fine. Then wrapping up this afternoon with Hot Rise from the Watson stage. Their big main stage performance here at Merlefest, and that's certainly going to be a treat. You heard Brian Sutton talking about playing with him just a little while ago. Well, let's head up to the main stage right now. Mountain Heart, live from Merlefest 2003 on Bluegrass Junction.
A world that you can go to, and I guarantee it's, but they've treated us great. And above all, we want to give thanks back there on the soundboard to our sixth member, the guy that travels the roads with us for very little pay and works awfully hard. Nice hand for our sound technician, Mr. Darrell Pewitt, back on the soundboard from Knoxville, Tennessee. And our old buddy Mark Richards back here on the monitor board. Thanks, Mark, for doing such a great job. And before we say bye, I've got to ask you the time-honored question that we ask everybody everywhere Mountain Heart plays, all the guys that come and see us, and all the ladies that come and see us. We've got to know, have you had fun with Mountain Heart today? Everybody had a good time. That's what we want to hear. We'll say goodbye with the Lee Highway Blues. Thank you.
out Ralph Stanley. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Mountain Heart. Mountain Heart, their very first time here at Merle Fest. What do you think? First time here at Merle Fest? You want to hear one more? You want to? I know I do. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Skaggs Family recording artist, Mountain Heart.
Lord of mercy, y'all stood up and I thought we owed you everyone money and you was coming to get us. What about that? God bless you. We really do sincerely appreciate you making our living for us and letting us do what we love to do. And there's no finer place in the world to do it than this place right here. We thank you for making us feel so incredibly welcome. We thank you. He said we had to keep it short, so we're going to do the shortest song we do. It's about 99 miles per hour, so pay no attention to flying picks and fingers. Here we go. You ready? Boys, let's take them home on the old midnight train.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
I'm a long way from my heart, mending a broken heart. Running away from a hundred wrong, trying to make a new start. Well, an old friend called me up today, told me you made wedding plans. I'm riding out on the midnight train, if I could worry like a man. Midnight train, let your whistle blow. Engineer, pull your load of coal. Midnight train, let your engine whine. Midnight train, get me home on time.
Oh, since you look like a nice hand of Barry Abernathy on that five-string banjo right there.
My only chance is to ride all night. Can't let you change your name. Well, hey, good night tonight, don't be late. Rolling on down that track. Don't you know tomorrow's a wedding day? Gotta get my baby back.
Midnight train, let your whistle blow. Engineer, pull your load of coal. Midnight train.
North Carolina's own Jim Van Cleve right there on the fiddle.
Jason Moore on upright bass.
One, two, three, four.
Folks, on behalf of Adam, Steffi, Barry Abernathy, Jason Moore, Jim Van Cleve, I'm Steve Gully saying we love you with all of our mountain heart. Good day to you. We love you. Thank you.
Mountain Heart, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, do they know how to make a debut at Merle Fest or what?
Yes, sirree. Mighty fine stuff. Mountain Heart recorded, not recorded, live from the Watson stage here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, Merle Fest 2003. Hey, Mindy, what was that letter that, did somebody come by and drop that off or what was that? Hold on, hold on.
I wrote down the email.
Oh, you wrote down the email. Can I read it? I'm going to bring it over here. I wanted to read it to them. So this was an email. When did this come in?
Last night.
Okay. Let's see. Your guys are doing a great job covering Merle Fest this year. We'll be heading down to the festival tomorrow. Really wanted to be down there today, but the weather kept us away. Besides, the Gospel Grass will be great. Between the Gospel Grass show and every Sunday morning. Oh, thank you. I'm a relatively new bluegrass old-time fan. Really didn't get into it until after attending last year my first Fiddler's Convention in Galax, Virginia, and buying a fiddle that night, because it looked like so much fun to play. It's been a great new hobby. To learn an instrument really makes me appreciate the difficulty of stringed instruments. Now if I could just convince my kids that bluegrass is really much cooler than hip-hop that they listen to now. Let's see. Besides getting a fiddle last year, XM's been one of the best purchases. Bluegrass Junction and the Loft are my tops on my list. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. That's from Dave out there in Christiansburg, Virginia. So folks coming from all over the place to come here to Merlefest, and we thank you. Bluegrass Junction at XMRadio.com. The email if you want to drop us a line. We're having a great time. It is perfect here in the Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent backstage at Merlefest. Probably, like Robert was saying, about 75, 78 degrees outside. And a cool breeze and everybody with big smiles on their face. Still a lot of great music to come. Right now, we're going to bring you something that we recorded just a few hours ago off of the Watson stage. It's My Friend Merle, featuring Doc Watson, with hosted by Mitch Greenhill and Sam Bush, featuring Richard Watson, T. Michael Coleman, Jack Lawrence, David Holt, Cliff Miller, Joe Smothers, and Bob Hill. So let's roll back just a couple hours. Merlefest Live 2003.
This is a tradition that got started, some years back. I was asked to lead the first one over the Creekside stage back in the Jurassic period of the 20th century. And I was real nervous when Doc and Rosalie were sitting front row in the audience. And at the end, Doc said, "Well, son, that was real good, but there's only one thing wrong with it." And I started quaking in my boots, and I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what's that, Doc?" And he said, "Well, it should have been on the main stage." So here it is. And over the years, we've gone through a lot of different... I think we've pretty much exhausted the stories that we all could tell about Merle, and now we're starting to make some up, because he's become this mythic figure anyway. Last year, we spent a good deal of time talking about Merle's influences, which gave us a chance to trot out our John Hurt songs, and I think Doc did a Gaither Carlton song at one point. And this year we're going to talk about, focus on Merle as a traveler. And Merle Watson was a traveler. In the program it says he did 4 million miles, and those are probably the only ones he remembers. I remember one day I met them in New Orleans. I think they were playing a jazz fest or something like that, and we all went down to the French Quarter, and I remember at one point we were at the Preservation Hall watching the Preservation Hall jazz band, and I couldn't see, so I wound up being on top of Merle's shoulders watching the Preservation Hall jazz band. And then we drove over to a part of New Orleans I'd never seen before, and then Merle handed me the keys, and he said, "Well, you drive," and he went in the back seat and fell asleep. And I looked on it as a test, but I guess I got us to the right Holiday Inn, or one Holiday Inn anyway. And that was one Merle traveling story. I'm sure the folks here will have some more, like the guys at Frosty Morn. Let me introduce the guys. On the far right is the old Doc and Merle band, Frosty Morn. There's Cliff Miller, Joe Smothers, T. Michael Coleman, Bob Hill. Involved in some intense tuning are Richard Watson, Jack Lawrence lurking. Your host, Doc Watson. Sam Bush is wrestling with the mandolin string. And David Holt put out this wonderful Grammy-winning record with Doc, Legacy.
My guitar is not on yet. I know how to do it right there.
We'd like to start off with a traveling song, an old Fats Domino song called "I'm Walkin'." I'm a-talking about you and me, and I'm a-hoping that you come back to me. I'm a-waiting on your company, and I'm a-lonesome as I can be, and I'm a-hoping you come back to me. Well, what you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna be right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'd even die. And I'm a-walking, yes, indeed, and I'm a-talking about you and me, and I'm a-hoping you come back to me. Walk on, Sam. Oh, I hear you, Tom. Let's give the bridge to David Holt now.
Give me a little more guitar on the monitor, please. 27. An awful lot of guitars up here.
Oh. Maestro, here's your room.
Well, I tell you, we have a new member of the Iron My Friend Merle set, and that's Sam Bush. And
good to have you, Sam.
Nice to be here, Doctor.
And Sam is a man who is playing well into the wee hours tonight. So we're going to find out just what he's made of. What are you made of, Sam?
Muscle and blood and.
How far did Kentucky get in the NCAA? But.
Farther than your team,
that's
bud.
Right. I was thinking about calling you.
You want to offer us a song here?
Oh, no, no singing for me.
No song for you?
Should not singing for me. Storytelling.
Well, I know that that David Holt's got something prepared. What do you got, David?
Well, actually, I want to prompt Doc on talking about the road, because I don't remember exactly how the story goes. But, Doc, tell that story about when you guys were trying to get paid at the festival, and it didn't quite work out, and Sonny and Brownie weren't getting paid, and Merle went and got the money. Gave him your money. And
That was up in West Virginia. Somehow, Merle found out that they weren't going to pay Brownie and Sonny the rest of the money. They only had half of it. And he owed them the exact same amount that he did me and Merle. And Merle walks up, just does that gentle kind of way he had of speaking. He said, called him a name. He says, do you think maybe you could pay us the rest of the money? We're a little short and got a long ways to go to get back home. And, oh, yeah, he said, be happy to. And he, Sonny Terry was standing right close to Merle there. And he handed Merle the money and he turned around and said, here, Sonny, here's your money. And he turned around and said, now pay me. Sonny comes out to the little place where I was standing, leaning against the wall in the shade, the little old shed or something that was there. And Sonny comes out and he said, Doc Watson, you and son, you got a good man for a son. He said, I really love that boy.
Well, I wrote a song about Merle, just thinking about, you know, here was a guy who was very competent in a lot of stuff. Of course, he was a great guitar player. A lot of the licks you were hearing were things that Merle was doing behind Doc and with Doc, and especially in that finger picking. He could do that better than just about anybody. But he did a lot of things. He could fly a plane. He built his Uncle David's house. A lot of things. So that's what this little piece is about. Get my son Zeb to play with me. Cliff, you ready?
Let me tell you all a story about a mountain boy. Hey, what his daddy's pride, it was his mama's joy. He was good with his head, he was good with his hands. A little boy grew to be a mighty big man. Now his daddy played the guitar clean and true. That boy learned the guitar in no time too. He could pick it, he could slide it in just the right way. And the whole world loved to hear the two of them play. Cause he was ready to go, just 15 years old. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. He was a guitar picker, that's a natural fact, but there's a whole lot more to Merle than that. He could build your house, a picture radio, he could pilot the plane when you were ready to go, cause he was ready to go. Now get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. Take a clip. Now you can show him a tune and he would take it and run. Show him a job and he would get it done. Well, a million miles and 1,000 shows. He grew tired of the road, but he was always a pro. He was ready to go, to get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. Time will come, but we want to be ready when our day is done. He got right with his family, he got right with his friends, he was right with his maker right up to the end. He was ready to go, get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Now, Doc, I think you have a traveling song for us, don't you?
Well, Jack and I were thinking about a good old song that, I don't know, it's been around a long time. I think a fellow named Luke Jordan put this together. As far as I know, I believe I learned it off the record, a little old record he did. He didn't do any fancy guitar picking. He just strummed a good ragtime rhythm and some chords and sang it. Something called Traveling Man. And
yeah, you know, Merle, I never traveled a lot with Merle because he hired me to take his place on the road. So I'm not, you know, I don't have any idea what it's like on the road, but I do know that he would send itineraries out so we'd know the flights and hotels and everything. But his directions were somewhat ambiguous. Ambiguous.
More zen-like.
Right. Yeah, he'd say, well, you're going to be in L.A. at a Holiday Inn near water.
I think that was the same one I found in New Orleans, actually.
It was near water.
He was trying to teach you to use your head, Jack, when you got out there.
Go till you
making it hard for Jack to see if he could handle it. Because he knew I couldn't do that stuff because of this old handicap, which has in some ways been a blessing to me. It's probably Jack that probably humbled me down enough till I could at least be halfway got along with. I've had people ask me, did I think it hindered me? And I said, no, the Lord laid that cross on me to maybe, at least in my later years, humble me down enough till he could sort of smile at me once in a while and said, well, maybe that old boy ain't too bad. Folks, let me tell you about a traveling man. He made his living stealing chickens and everything else he could see. One day the sheriff got behind that boy and made him take to the road. Ain't never been a passenger train that runs so fast old Joe couldn't get on board. Traveling man, I said he must have been a traveling man. Joe down to the spring one day for to fetch a pail of water. Now the distance from the spring to the house, it was 16 miles and a quarter. Joe got the bucket of water all right, but stumped his toe and he fell down. He ran to the sand, he got another bucket, caught the water before it hit the ground. Traveling man, I said he must have been a traveling man. Try out the ocean blue. And when he seen that old iceberg coming, right on that boat Joe flew. Well, the rest of the passengers, they hollered and laughed, say, hey, look at what a great big fool. And while that old boat was a sinking, Joe was shooting crap in Liverpool. Traveling man, said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest thing. Finally caught up with poor old Joe, and they sentenced him to hang one day. The old judge looked at Joe and says, have you got anything to say? Well, Joe smiles at the judge and the jury. He said, bow down your heads and pray. He crossed washed up as late, and you winked one eye, went sailing all through the air. Ain't that faith now? Traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, a rambling joke, they owed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, man. Nobody never settled down.
Well, I think that probably leads into some Frosty Morn lore. Let's get the skinny now. Now that we're several years into this, let's find out the real dirt here.
Into the core. The untold story.
Don't tell one on me.
Do I have any to tell?
Who said that over there?
We used, with Frosty Morn, we traveled first in a blue Econoline van. Is that what we were doing? Right.
Something like that, I believe, Michael. That was the time that I had the dream and put my feet down on Bob's belly.
On Bob's belly. We would do things
you
like...
You did what?
I threw my feet down where I had them propped up. I was leaning back in a chair.
He was dreaming.
And that thing, asleep. And old Bob was lying in the floor sound asleep. And I dreamed I was riding a big old wagon Richard had down through the yard there. And he said, "Boy, you're going to run off on the branch." And I threw my feet down to stop myself. You know, and I hit right in Bob's belly. About killed the boy. He said he didn't know where it straightened him out or crippled him.
When we travel, we do things like start in Deep Gap around midnight. Next stop would be Los Angeles.
A couple of counties over.
That was the way Merle liked to do it. We'd all do eight-hour shifts, and Merle would always take the late shift, or late early shift. And as long as Merle had... had a ham sandwich and a Moody Blues tape, he was fine. So that's what you'd be hear coming from the front. But we had a great deal of fun. We really did. The playing on the stage was maybe 25% of it, but the rest was the friendship and the fellowship of all these guys. And if you've never been in a band in that particular phase of your development as far as success goes, when you're you're working every night in a different place. That's something truly to be treasured that you look back on. And I'm sure all these guys will agree with that.
I agree. Yeah.
So, Mr. Smothers.
Yes?
Yes?
I won't tell one on you. You got a song to do?
I'll be happy.
I know Merle was a big fan of the blues. I really like B.B. King a lot. I remember the first time I went on a road trip with Doc and Merle was to York, Pennsylvania. And B.B. King played there, and I remember sitting back there just really digging what he was doing. Have a little bit of the thrill is gone in A minor. I think I played with the band because I could sing a little bit of blues.
Because you had money.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. Oh, the thrill is gone, the thrill is gone away. Girl, you done me wrong, you be so someday. The thrill is gone, the thrill is gone from me. Thank you.
Come on, Doc, play one for me, please.
Joe, man, a fine song.
That's a great song. That was one of Merle's favorites.
The trill is gone.
The trill is gone. I don't know whether y'all heard about the great songwriter that died this past week, the fellow that wrote the Hokey Pokey. Passed away at the age of 92, and the funeral director had a horrible time getting him in the casket. Put one foot in, he took one foot out.
That's the Hokey Pokey.
You know, Sam, I think I remember that I was producing a record that you played on, a Doc and Merle record that came out as Picking the Blues, that we were doing over here in Todd a few months ago, or
yes, sir.
Decades.
That was in the 80s, 84, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime about there. Anyhow.
I remember that we recorded that on one of those 8-track jobs. I don't mean the kind you put in cartridges, but an 8-track reel-to-reel. And then Merle and I wanted to make sure that we got the mix right, so we loaded that 8-track in the back of his van.
Little Toyota van we had.
Right. Drove that whole thing to Nashville and worked on it from there. What do you remember? Do you remember anything about those sessions, Sam?
Oh, so, yeah, I was there.
I mean, I have the log sheets. I know you were there.
It was cold. I think.
Yeah. Well, actually, the first sessions I ever got to play on with Doc and Merle was for the record Memories, and it was because it all came about. We had our band Newgrass Revival, and we did, I don't know how many shows we did together, about 12 or 13 at least. We started in Winfield, Kansas at that festival, and I remember some of us guys and Merle went to the theater to see Blazing Saddles. And when we came back to Winfield a year later, Blazing Saddles was playing again.
You know, actually, when last year when we were doing Merle's Influences, we overlooked that one.
But, and so it was really through that association, and the tour was the Newgrass Revival, and Doc and Merle and Frosty Morn. So I ended up getting to set in with Doc and Merle a lot on that trip, and resulted in playing on the record with them. But I'll have to tell one story that occurred about maybe a year or two after that. We were playing a festival somewhere, I think, outside of Milwaukee. And I went up to the pay wagon to get paid, and Merle was coming out. He was leaving because the promoter did not have enough money to pay the remainder of
his and Doc's fee. And I'd already been in, and Merle said, "You get paid?" I go, "No, he ain't got enough money for me." He said, "Well, how much you got coming?" I said, "About $500. He said, "Well, I've been in there. I know they got that much. Come on." So we went back in the pay trailer, and Merle had a pistol.
This is factual, Rosalie. This happened.
He didn't pull the gun on them. He just laid it on the table and said, "I know you ain't got enough for me and Daddy, but I know you got enough for Sam. Now let's pay him." And I got paid.
Manny eventually got the rest of that money.
I'm glad to hear that.
There are many of those stories. There are a couple of times when we would be waiting at Doc's house, and the promoter would call and said, "Well, you guys are going on at 3, and Doc said, "Well, come to the house and pay us, and we'll be there." And they actually drove down and gave us the money, and then we left. I mean, those days, the early 70s, whatever, there were a lot of festivals where they were hoping they would have enough people to pay people.
Absolutely.
And the fees weren't really all that exorbitant back then for bands.
Well, you know, it's a little more of a Wild West kind of mentality, I guess. One of the reasons why Merlefest is organized so well and why we, you know, feel so secure here is some of the hard lessons that Doc and Merle learned back in those early days. They didn't want to have other performers or audience members go through those kind of hardships. They wanted it to be a musical experience that where you'd come away feeling good about it all.
You learn it the hard way, Mitchell. And bless B. Towns and all the rest of the folks that helped him. It's been run well. And memory of Merle, he would, maybe he knows, he would smile about the way this has been.
And the many things that we'd go to festivals and Merle took mental note of it. The people at Merlefest here have taken to heart the things that you are, the advantages you have now of these seats, this wonderful sound system from Sound Engineering.
Yeah.
Is a result of a lot of the work the guys here on this stage have gone through and the griping we've done through the years of, oh my God, people are paying money. There's nowhere to go to the bathroom, or there's the sound is awful. So you are benefiting from things that Merle went through, and they have taken to heart and improved, I think, for you. So you owe these people at Merlefest a round of applause for sure.
Very well said, Michael.
Jack Lawrence, what have you got to add to the proceedings here?
Well, I like the part about getting paid.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, quite honestly, not a great deal to add other than, you know, the first job that I took with Doc. I got a call on Friday night, and Merle asked me if I could meet Doc at the airport on Saturday morning to do a couple of gigs, I think in Illinois somewhere. And, you know, I just never... Sometimes never knew when that call was gonna come. You know, we got there and, you know, absolutely no rehearsal and out onto the stage.
I think you're still waiting for that rehearsal, aren't you?
Yeah, still that hasn't happened.
Give us a song, Jack.
Let's see.
Maybe something that you and Sam can wail. Maybe something that you and Sam can wail.
Never a great finger picker, and still I'm not a good finger picker. But I did watch Merle a great deal, which kind of helped.
In my old gray car, these worn out tires won't make the miles, but help don't live that far. Through the country, won't you please get off my tail? I'm driving slow, so maybe I might find a house for sale. If the radio station fades, I'll have to stop and let the guitar play. These roads and drinking beer, but not no more, cause it's for sure that the law will interfere. And there's a rookie deputy, like nothing better than to take your keys. Drive down that old gravel road I've never been before, and ride around on back to town and find a country store. A cup of coffee would be nice. Maybe get a piece of homemade pie. Look here, country people, don't you know what all you've got? Or do you spend your Sundays sitting in a Walmart parking lot? Come on, let's take a ride. Let us all feel satisfied. Through the country, in my old brake car. These worn-out tires won't make the miles, but help no live that far. Through the country, won't you please get off my tail? I'm driving slow, so maybe I might find a house for sale. And if the radio station fades, we'll have to stop and let the guitar play.
Van Zandt. It's always one of the artists that I thought Merle picked so well. And if Doc might sing this, but before we get to that, I'd just like to say this year is especially nice. Yesterday in the Walker Center, for you, those of you that were at the show and seeing the Frosty Morn Band and seeing Michael's daughter, Kellen, and Joe's son, Justin. And the fact that I'm sitting here next to Richard Watson, you know, it just means so much to us from the time that we were growing up and literally growing up on the road. We were their age. And to have all of our children, with my two kids are here, with us here means so much to us. And the fact that this festival for a long time was one of the only things we had in common. They love coming here. And you know how it is. Until kids are 21 years old, they think you're stupid. So,
well, mine's right.
I'd like to. Yeah, I guess it's a time for me to point out that when Ralph Lindsley decided that Doc needed a booking agent back in 1964, it was my dad that got involved. We lost him a few years ago, and we miss him very much. And I've been feeling real honored to carry that on, and of course my son Matt is doing a lot of the booking now as well, and just keeps on keeping on. Let's
see what we can all contribute to that part of the circle. So what do you got for us, guys?
Do If I Needed You. Joe and I think you're going to kick it off, and Doc, if you'd do us the pleasure of singing this one.
Michael, we got through it, buddy. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I had to kind of fake a word or two there. I said, wait a minute, where'd that word go to? I do pretty good, Mitchell.
You know, I've been, I think last year I was giving you compliments on your play, and this year you've outdone yourself, it seems. I thought it was a little bit of a statement. You know, man turns 80 years old and is burning. Can you believe that?
I think one of the keys that's to the secret, Mitchell, if you want to put it that way, at my age, I still have to entertain people. I don't have my head in the clouds about being a celebrity. That's a lot of bunk to me. I love people, and I want them to feel like I'm down there with them, not up here, hey, look who I am, you know. It's foolishness.
You know, I'd like to debut an instrumental song if we can get through them. This is a song called the Merle Fest Ramble in honor of Merle and his festival. I was just noticing everybody walking from stage to stage and tent to tent, and I thought I'd try to put that little gait into an instrumental song. Cliff was happy it was kind enough to help me with it the other day. A couple of these other guys have chord charts on it. It's in the key of A, gentlemen. And it'll wind up in F sharp minor at a certain point.
see if we can stagger through it. This is a true jam fest here.
If somebody's had a chance to work out some breaks with the gift, I'm going to play fills and listen and compliment you on this one.
Well, I'm probably going to call on Sam and Jack to do some breaks.
You that'll do it.
Have like, you know, 30 seconds to put it together.
That's more time we usually get.
And so I'm just going to count it off, and then we're going to hit it right at the top, right? And we just keep going around until it stops.
I reckon.
And the end will be a da 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 da
da da da da da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da
da da
Bob Hill.
Yeah, I think you know, show business been very good to a lot of people, but but nobody more so than the man at the 88s over there. Or do you have 77 of them?
I think there's 77 over here. I was reminded of a
short change, talking about the
talking about the old days. I remember when we were doing a live recording at a little place very near here called the Hub Pub Club. I don't know if it's still around or not. Real small little place. We did a
some live recording over there, and I think it was 1975 or 76, somewhere in there. It was a real small stage, probably about a tenth of the size of this stage, and they had a piano up there that we had jammed right under the edge of the stage. And I was sitting on the bench and had my back to the audience, and we were getting kind of hot on something. I think it was Columbus Stockade or something like that. And Merle yells over, he says, "Take it, Bob." So I started leaning into it and started getting going and fell over backwards right in the front seat of the audience. So with that in mind, watch out, y'all. I might be coming down there. Michael, let's do a little bit of that show business, shall we? Starting on the C chord. 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm just sipping on a cocktail, nibbling on some cheese. It ain't even lunchtime, and I'm already on my knees. Show business, show been good to me. Hit me with some sushi, pour me out some wine. Keep on talking, baby, we're spending my last dime. Show business, show been good to me. Now if you saw my picture, you might not know my name. I'm an undercover agent. Fame is not my game.
Listen to that man.
Residuals and royalties can't keep the wolves away. Every day's a party, and it's all a masquerade. I'm gonna hop in my Mercedes, cruise out to Malibu. A few frozen daiquiris, gonna be a groovy afternoon. Show business, show been good to me. Let me see how it's been to you, Jack Lawrence. Make a movie for all the world to see. Is there any question who's gonna play the lead? Doc Watson. Residuals and royalties can't keep the wolves away. Every day's a party, and it's all a masquerade. I've been thinking about a transplant, a little tuck and roll. Can't let the ladies know that the boy is getting old. Show business, show been good to me. Real good to me, yeah. Show business, the lounge sound.
Lounge.
Thank you very much.
I think one thing that about Merle here, that I don't know if we've ever told this story, but Doc and Merle were sort of the bridge for a lot of musicians back into other bands. For example, this guy back here, Bob Hill, we met Bob in Myrtle Beach a long time ago when Joe and I were a duet,
And Bob didn't have any work, and we introduced him to Bob, and somehow he was in Nashville, and that story came up, and next thing you know, Merle hires Bob. There was a time with Sam when Sam, the Newgrass Revival, had stopped, and Sam was doing a transition to do his own career, and Sam came on the road with us. Marty Stewart was the same thing, and Mark O'Connor after the Dixie Dregs were the same thing. Merle always, the point I'm trying to make is, always looked after his fellow musicians and his friends, and he never stopped.
Amen. That's true.
Amen. Very generous guy.
And it was a good experience for me as an old-timer, a little bit stuck in my ways, you know, about music. But thank the good Lord, I couldn't stay in one niche. I had to learn a little something. And Merle's influence about the blues and blues-sounding things that had a touch of the blues in them, where it was a good old low-down blues, a kind of a happy blues, or a good old spiritual song that had the blues tint to it. Merle loved it. And so does Richard. And we're going to do a song that that I've always loved. And anybody that feels like a break in this, I can break it up if you feel like...
This will be our last song for the...
Let me fix a wire here, Mitchell.
For this year's My Friend Merle. We miss Merle every day, and we feel blessed to have known him, and so blessed that this festival is in his memory. And we can keep making music and enjoying each other's fellowship is, I think, the best way we can remember the man.
And thank you all for coming out this early morning to hear us. It's a beautiful day, a fitting day for a tribute to the boy. God bless him and rest his soul. I'm going to go see him some of these days. I've got a you're still on the 88, now you come in after Sam. Anybody else that wants to take a break, get it after Bob. Last old verse. And now when they play time with his old tired hand resting on my breast, folks, I don't want you to do no weeping and crying over me, because you know that this old boy has gone to rest. Woo! I am a pilgrim, yeah, Lord, I'm a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. Got a home built in that yonder city, Lord, and it's not, no, it's not, not made by hand.
Thank you.
Doc Watson.
Thank you very much. Richard Watson, Cliff Miller, T. Michael Coleman, Joe Smothers, Bob Hill, Jack Lawrence, Doc Watson, Sam Bush.
Thank you. Thank you.
David Holt. Zeb Holt. I'm Mitch Greenhill. Thank you very much. We remember our friend Merle.
Thanks a lot, folks.
All right, there you go. Doc Watson and friends and family. From Merlefest 2003. Here we are on Sunday. It's the final day and almost down to the final act, friends. Felton Pruitt here with you with Absolutely Mindy, Bill Wheeler. I just saw Robert Kirks over there. We were just, what is it, Treehouse Recordings? I was just writing down my thank
yous. Treehouse Mobile.
Treehouse Mobile. There we go. Okay.
Hold on a second. I got to write that down.
Right here on Bluegrass Junction. Yeah, you got to get all the accurate stuff for later. I'm just going over, you know, what we're going to do at the end of the broadcast is thank all of the artists that participated. And I think I got it all on one giant piece of paper, but it's quite a bit. We've had just a wonderful time here. Still to come, Hot Rise. Not much more you can say about that. Broadcasting live backstage from the Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent at Merlefest 2003. What we're going to do right now for just about 5 or 10 minutes is drop on in over there at the Americana stage where Sam Bush and Mike Marshall are performing at Merlefest.
Or BT?
I don't know the names of any of these tunes. it's all like... And we actually had to read music with this classical deal.
You wore glasses on those gigs, huh?
I wore a truss on those gigs. Are you kidding?
It was pretty fun. Poor Josh. He had all his solos written out even. Oh, Lord, I'm mercy.
We had the distinction of teaching one of the greatest violinists in the world, Josh Bell. We made him play dueling banjos with us. Just to make him. But yeah, we'll do a tune Edgar wrote. And of course, Edgar doesn't write anything in normal timing. It's not possible. He's Edgar. And we were the boys that said, we'll play it with you. So is the name of this one BT?
I think this is BT. Okay. Yes, this is
Edgar's big on compositions, short on titles. This one's in 7/4 timing, so if you're clapping along, please be careful.
You could break a neck.
We tune because we care so much. You know, if you have any questions, you know, basically keep them to yourself. We're not going to. Just kidding. If you really need to know something about mandolin picking, holler up. We might know the answer.
Okay. Let's
try. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Psychograss. That would be Daryl Anger, probably, knowing him. He's the one with the least amount of sleep. Well, Sam made a record with Alan Mundy many years ago that I just fell in love with.
What was it called? Take Me Out to the Ball Game or something?
It was called Together Again for the First Time.
That's right. And they did a couple of Howdy Forrester tunes on there. Howdy was he a Nashville fiddle player? But he was really from Texas, so he...
Well, yeah, Howdy Forrester, originally from Texas. He was the great fiddler with Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys for, 40 years. And you wouldn't know just from listening to his song turnarounds and stuff that he did for Mr. Acuff on the Opry what an incredible fiddle player he was. And he was just a fantastic player, and he wrote a lot of great tunes. And there's a darn hard... We can't play them on the fiddle. We do it on the mandolin. And but Howdy wrote these great numbers, and... like I told you, anything I can play, he can play harmony.
It's called The Town and Country Fiddler.
Friends and neighbors, we got to bail out of Sam Bush and go to the main stage as it's time for Hot Rise.
Martha White, Self Rise, and Flower. And the last time I brought them on to
live
the
from Merlefest here
stage,
on Bluegrass Junction
by Tyson Foods, it was a bittersweet occasion because it was their last festival gig before they were breaking up. Well, that breakup lasted about 4 years. They went back to playing in the mid 1990s from time to time on spatial occasions, as was documented in the wonderful. 2-CD live set that came out a little more than a year ago and has been endorsed by none less than Steve Martin. Please make welcome one of the favorites of all time here in Merlefest, Hot Rise!
I've been in this dream.
shot my woman with a 44. I'll be right here, 'cause I got 99 years and one dark day. Shot my woman with a 44. I'll be right here with the dandy. I got 99 years. I got one dark day. I got 99 years and one dark day.
All right, keep running. Kick it off, keep running.
Troubles have we all. The road is rough and rocky. You stumble and fall. Pray to him that he will hear your call. And if you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Hard pressed, we can find a way. Night is almost gone.
Another day.
If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
To have a family of my own, and I know I'm lucky just to have my health at home. I don't have much, but I won't be at home. If we're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Hard pressed, we can find a way. Night is almost gone.
Another day.
Hard pressed, we can find a way.
Hard pressed, we can find a way.
Night is almost gone. If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
All right, let's go into the next one too. Is that all right? Oh my
goodness. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We are really happy to be back in Merle Fest this year. We had a great time up at the Walker Center yesterday. Glad to be here on the Watson stage. Yes, I don't know how many of you were up there yesterday evening. Great, somewhere between great gobs and a passel. We have a whole different program for you today. We're doing a whole bunch of different songs because it isn't often that we get together and it isn't often that we get to play these tunes. So for our enjoyment and for your listening pleasure, we're going to do a whole another batch of songs today. I will quickly just tell you the guys in the band, I'm sure most of you know, but with the banjo, he's got a mighty high standard and he's a real professional, spends a good deal of time tuning the banjo as a result. Welcome to the stage, the guy who's been to college more than the rest of us combined, Dr. Banjo himself, Peter Wernick on the banjo. With the mandolin and fiddle from Wheeling, West Virginia, you certainly got to see him a whole bunch this weekend. Very talented musician, songwriter, singer, good skier, good cook, the only Eagle Scout in the band, Mr. Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, lead vocal. With a guitar from Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I heard you had a big family, Brian, but it's all of them.
We're all
a great guitar player. Happy to be able to do all these shows with Mr. Brian Sutton on the guitar. Back on the bass, born in Beirut, Lebanon, and now living in Boulder, Colorado. Give a big hand to Nick Forster on the bass. That's me. Thank you. Does it make you nervous that I was born in Beirut now, just given current political events and stuff? No. Shouldn't. I don't think. We're going to do a song now. We actually have Just in about another week, it will be, in fact, 25 years since Pete and Tim and Charles and I got together for the first time and played our first gig. And one of the songs we played early on in that time of the band was one of Tim's instrumentals that I think actually maybe came around slightly after that time when we made our first trip down to New Mexico. Back in the days when they used to have slogans on the license plates, of course, New Mexico's was the land of enchantment, and that's the name of the song. Thank you. We're going to do a song by Nick Forster right now. It's called Shadows in My Room.
But it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall, and you're mine and mine alone. I think I.
myself from you. Think I'd go away from here, leave this house and all my past somewhere new. And I might lose shadows in my room. Listen, but it's gone. Send the feelings I recall. You were mine and my love. I think I'd go away from here, leave this house and all my past somewhere new. And I might lose the shadows in the room. Someone new. And I might lose the shadows in the room.
We know that there's a lot of you around here who have been listening to WNCW as long as it's been around. We remember one of the first times we came here to Merlefest. Greg Hills and his crew were just kind of getting the thing started, and it was a great idea to have a new and a local neighborhood radio station that would play all the kind of music you can hear at Merlefest and a whole bunch more. So we are going to do one right now that talks about playing music on the radio. It talks about drinking homemade liquor and buying old guitars and getting together and, let's see, cowboy clothes are in here a little bit, I think. There's all kinds, there's barns in here. There's all kinds of beautiful things in this song. We hope you enjoy. It's called The Radio Boogie.
I agree wholeheartedly, right? Mm-hmm.
Job on the radio, saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to do the radio boogie all over the dial with solid kick and red hot leg. It's Tennessee style. Grind it in the barn and do the radio boogie all over the dial. Solid kick and red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. By the radio, we do the radio boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. The radio boogie all over the dial. Solid kick and red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. The radio boogie all over the dial. Solid kick, red hot lick, it's Tennessee style.
Radio boogie. Yeah, we're going to do a song now that's actually on a live record that just came out last year on Sugar Hill. It's a song that was recorded at the Boulder Theater back in our hometown, or most of our hometowns, I guess half of our hometowns now. But anyway, this is a song that, again, we've been doing for a long time, and you get to hear Tim play the fiddle and sing harmony at the same time, and it's really quite amazing. So it's a gospel tune. And I just want to mention also, speaking of the radio, I hope you can just occasionally tune into that radio show, E-Town. I don't know if you can get it around here, but it's certainly something. Yeah, Pete says he's heard it, and it's not that good.
That's great. It's my favorite. Seriously.
Here's one that that we hope you enjoy. It's one called I'm Working on a Building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Okay. That's how it goes.
Now if I was a sinner, I'll tell you what I
Over the years, we have had a wonderful relationship with Martha White Flower, primarily because they've allowed us to help thousands of people dress up like sacks of Martha White Flower all over the world. And we've actually gotten to keep some of that money, which has been part of what kept us going all those years. We asked them for a bus, and they politely declined. But it actually worked out great. And we're going to do a song right now that talks about better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White's self-rising flour with hot rice.
White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
Oh, you big bit of biscuits, cakes, and pies. With Martha White's self-rising flour.
Then one all-purpose flour.
Martha White's self-rising flour. It's got hot rice. And pies with Martha White self-rising flour.
Then one all-purpose flour.
Martha White self-rising flour. It's got hot
rice. We're going to feature Brian Sutton on one of his choosing. It's called Big Sandy River.
Brian Sutton on the old flat top Martin guitar. All right. We're going to continue on. We're going to slow it down just a little bit from that one, I hope, for me. This is a song I learned from one of my great heroes. Of course, growing up, learning music, I was into a lot of different things, and bluegrass directions mainly came from the your standard deities like Doc Watson. But thank you, Doc Watson. But you also got to have the guy that lives in your hometown that shows you a thing or two. And that guy for me was a guy named John Hutchison, J.D. Hutchison. He wrote this next song called My Little Darling.
I felt it all the time we lived together, that she only kept me for a plaything. How she seems so like a little child who stays a while then laughs and runs away. I heard all the talking going down. She just had to sleep around. Though I still care for my little darling, I know she no longer cares for me.
Thank you, folks. That's bluesy. That's a very bluesy song. You know, there's all kinds of new things at Merlefest every time you come back, and for us this year, all the camera things are new. This kind of big TV presence is new. And one of the things that I'm particularly grateful for, I don't know if you guys can see from out there, but we've got your basic camera folks up here, over here on the side. You've got your camera folks up here on this side, camera folks over there. And I'm just very grateful that the guy wearing the quilt, I mean the kilt, is down there instead of up there. The guy wearing the kilt is a little lower elevation, which is a great comfort to all of us on stage. Whew. Maybe we could switch directions, Tim, when we sing the next day. Anyway, here's an old Grandpa Jones song for you. And it's one that's not entirely true for us. We have been lucky enough to get to travel all over the place. We played in Japan and Australia and all over Europe and Scandinavia and lots of places and all over this country. And that's a small part of what this song is about. It's called I've been all around this world.
There you go.
Two, one, two, three. Digging on that new railroad, my mother
Here's an old favorite for you. We always like to sing one of the Stanley Brothers' fine numbers. Here's one for you.
There's a guy here who sang the baritone with Ralph and Carter Stanley. And I was singing baritone. I was thinking of him because I Love seeing him here at the festival. His name is George Shuffler. Thanks for that, George. You're something else. You know that. Thank you.
We are going to play an old-timey tune for you now, and with just the fiddle and the banjo. Of course, a lot of people think you have to have the full band to have a bluegrass sound, but back in the old days, all they had was fiddles and banjos. In fact, before they had guitars, especially electric basses, they had just fiddles and banjos. And if you look back through time, if you go all the way back in time, back to the cave times, you'll find that they were just playing fiddles and banjos. In fact, they've found the tablature to this next number on the walls of a cave in the south of France. About an early means of transporting water, or I guess an implement for it. I guess that's not what it's about at all. In fact, it's not about anything. It's just an instrumental, okay? It's called Sugar in the Chord. Something like this. One, two. I guess I started myself, don't I?
You start, I'll be with you.
Bear with us, folks. We haven't done this in a while. Thank you.
Well, I just want to mention, a lot of people have been asking us about the Trailblazers, Red Knuckles and his band, the Trailblazers. And, you know, we haven't seen those guys in a long time, but we did get a kind of a tape in the mail recently. From I think it's from those guys. It's about a new CD I think that's coming out. It's called Red Remembers Red, and it's a whole compilation that you can get of the Trailblazers songs, and you get a lot of classic numbers like this one, like Always Late.
Always late with your kisses.
You You'll get classics like that, plus this one, I Know My Baby Loves Me.
I got a gal that's different, though I know she's true. I'm never really happy till she's got me feeling blue, but I know.
And this classic, who could forget, She's Going Steady With Me.
She's my baby, she's going steady with me.
And last but not least, of course, is the classic, Oh Mona.
I was winding down the road, oh Mona, with a tired team and...
That's right, friends, you'll get these and many more classic numbers on the fabulous new compilation called Red Remembers Red. I think it might be those guys. I'm not sure. It could be an imposter. I'm not really sure. I haven't seen those guys in a long time.
I actually got an email from Waldo, and he said he's still on Mars, and he's been looking for some income property, I believe it was, because it's cheap, and I think he's going to put one of his donut parks there.
All right, we're going to feature Brian again. He's a new record out on Sugar Hill, and he was kind enough to record a song of mine. And that's right, it was good for him because he didn't have to write it. He didn't have the time. I wrote it a long time ago, back when I had a lot of time. This is called The High Road. Okay, we're going to do a song. I think we just do what we got on the calling. Hold on, we got time enough for that. We're going to do a couple more, and this is a song we won an award with I guess it was the Bluegrass Song of the Year back in 1991. We, like a lot of groups, had a lot of good years, and then we broke up. A lot of groups will have a reunion and make a new record. We made a new record and broke up. I'm not sure which happened first. I think we decided to break up and made the new record and released it after we broke up. But we still won an award, so it worked out really well. I recommend it highly. This is written by Pete Goble. Yeah, I heard David Holt broke up. It's a shame. Pete Goble wrote this song. Talks about Ireland, seafaring, and pines. It's got all the good stuff you need in a bluegrass song. Colleen Malone.
One, two, three. Since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. Those hills lush and green were a part of my dream, when I dreamed of my Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow and learned that the angels had called her away. To the grave on the hill overlooking the mill, that's the place where she's sleeping today. Through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb, through the woods and the vines, to be with my Colleen Malone. But me that she loved. And I remember those eyes, soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb, through the woods and the vines, to be with my Colleen Malone. I will live in this valley alone. I need flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my Colleen Malone. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb, through the woods and the vines, to be with my Colleen Malone. Up the pathway I climb, through the woods and the vines, to be with my Colleen Malone.
I mentioned it yesterday, but I just want to say it again. You know, we all grew up listening to this kind of music. One of the great things about bluegrass and old-time music is that it's an opportunity for young people to really dive into and learn from older folks who know more about the tradition and know more about the way this kind of music is has been played. And for all of us, we all had musical heroes, and obviously for Pete, Earl Scruggs played a big part and big role, but for all of us, Doc Watson was a huge hero and influence on all of us ever since his, you know, I know for us when his first Vanguard record came out, that was a huge deal for us. And it's always been an honor to come and be a part of this festival, even though it's bittersweet in that it is, in fact, in Merle's honor. I just want to mention also that, you know, we do these shows with a lot of respect and appreciation for, obviously for Merle, but also for, in our case, for Charles Sautel and for Frank Edmondson too, a road manager and sound man. And we miss you guys. Miss you guys an awful lot. Thank you, folks. We've got time for one more. Once again, I just want to let you know what a treat it is for us to get together and play these songs. It does not happen often, and really none of us is playing all these songs on our own, so it's a special opportunity for us. Thanks again to all of you. Thanks for Merlefest for having us. Once again, I think I might have mentioned that we had a live record that came out last year on Sugar Hill, and a lot of the songs you're hearing today are on that, but the CD, of course, is over at the store as well as all the Martha White T-shirts and fly swatters.
This stuff is our record, too.
Do we have those inflatable condominium things? Are those here?
Inflatable condominium.
We might be out of those.
Right.
Might be out of those. But there's a whole bunch of stuff over there, and we might see you over there afterwards. Thank you again, folks. Here's one that features Pete on the banjo. It's called Shady Grove. Thank you.
Pete Wernick, Nick Forster. They're hot, Rod.
We had a lot of requests for Midnight on the Highway, but I don't know the words anymore. I know it. I don't know it. I wrote it, but I don't know it. Actually, we all wrote it, but we don't. None of us know it.
You can help us through if you want it, Jim.
We're going to do a song from Jimmy Martin for you right now, because he's really good. People used to come up to us and say, you guys are pretty good. Say, you ever hear Tony Rice? He's really good. I agree. So we're going to try to pay homage to yet another great man in bluegrass music. Jimmy Martin is about to have his own TV show, I believe. I've heard. He has a new reality-based TV show. I'm not kidding.
About time. You get voted out of Jimmy Martin's house. Vote him off the opera, yeah.
Anyway, we really appreciate you being here for us and being here for Merlefest, and we hope to see you all very soon. Be careful out there, and let's pray for peace around this planet. And have a nice day.
Don't forget that.
Sweet, let it ring, bearing their message unto Jesus, their King. When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer.
Flames were thrown because a mortal king was not alone. Jesus delivered and the king he saw. The prayer bells from heaven made some man made law.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, how sweetly they ring, bearing the message unto Jesus their King. When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Jesus, their King. When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, how sweetly they ring, bearing messages of Jesus their King. When you were burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer.
Thank you. We're going to do one whether you like it or not. We have one note more that we rehearsed. And we have to do it or we'll be all mad all day long. You can sing along. Sorry, Art. We're taking Sam Bush's encore, okay? This is one that Hazel Dickens wrote. It's called... we want to send this out to all of you, and especially to Lynn Morris out there. She's on the sick list, but she's on her way back, folks. I'm sure she'll be back soon. Come sing for me.
I feel the shadows now upon me, and the angels begging me before I go to sin.
we stood shaking hands and singing a song. Benches all warm. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing a song.
In my home beyond that dark river,
with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing a song.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Hot Rod. Pete Wernick, Nick Forster, Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton. And to paraphrase Sam Bush's tribute to Merle Watson last night, don't ever forget Frank Edmondson and Charles Sawtell.
Can't say much more than that. Artmenius from the main stage at Merlefest. And an incredible set from our buddies, Hot Rise, right there. Magnificent. Felton Pruitt here with you, backstage at the Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent at Merlefest. We are done, folks. We've been here since Thursday afternoon, and boy, have we had just a wonderful time. If you've enjoyed this one little inkling as much as we have, then boy, you've had a great time as well. Thanks for being part of this. It's, after all, the whole reason we do it all and the musicians do it all is for you. So all of the thanks starts with your patronage, your listenership, your support of the music. You go out and buy their CDs, you go out to the concerts and see them in person. Every once in a while you even buy them dinner. And that's what it's all about, the big circle of support. It's been an honor to be here at Merlefest 2003, our second year broadcasting the festival here on Bluegrass Junction, track 14 of the XM Satellite Radio Network. I wanted to say a few thanks. You know, it's going to start right off with the artists, the musicians that allow us to share their music with you. Since Thursday, these are the musicians we would like to thank. Doc Watson, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, The Waybacks, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, Jim Lauderdale, Asleep at the Wheel, Bela Fleck, Tony Trischka, Donna the Buffalo, Psycho Grass, Peter Rowan and the Texas Trio, Tony Rice, Guy Clark, Vassar Clements, Todd Phillips, David Greer and Matt Flinner, the Jerry Douglas Band, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the Rowan Brothers, Pine Mountain Railroad, High Lonesome with Don Edwards, Bryn and Billy Bright, amongst others, the Nashville Bluegrass Band, Follow Me Back to the Fold, featuring Mark Newton, Dale Ann Bradley, Lori Lewis, Kathy Kallick, Sally Jones, Casey Henry, Missy Raines, The Whites, Guy Clark, Norman and Nancy Blake, Mark Schatz, the Sam Bush Band. I got to tell you, Sam Bush Band, Sam Bush is something special on this list. Probably wouldn't be here broadcasting this if it wasn't for Sam. Sam's always been a dear friend and a believer in things that I've been doing on the radio. Sam's not really into having festivals broadcast. It's kind of likes to just keep it a family thing, you know, close between the people at the festival. But over the years, he's always allowed us to share the festivals with us, and you know, Sam's always the key at these things. A couple of years ago, actually about six years ago or so, I finally met B. Towns for the first time. Sam Bush introduced me to him right after the end of the festival, and he put his arm around me and said, "B, this is Felton Pruitt, and someday he's going to broadcast your festival." Well, we've been doing it for 2 years now, so thank you very much, Sam, and thank you, B. We also want to thank the Del McCurry Band, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, Mountain Heart, the Cockman Family, and Hot Rise. My goodness, great to have them. From the festival, we want to thank, from Merlefest, Jim Barrow, B. Towns, Art Manius, Claire Armbruster, Nancy Watson, Mike Wingler, and Maple Burns. From SE Systems, of course, the great sound company here, Cliff Miller, the man that makes it all happen. Boy, and you got to see Cliff play up on stage with Doc today, too. That was pretty nice. I got to hear him anyway. Also want to thank Robert Kirk from Treehouse Recordings and, of course, Buck Parker, front of house, the sound man, the man that makes all this great music come over the radio to you. On the XM side and right here at Bluegrass Junction, want to thank Michael Laboon, Bill Wheeler, Absolutely Mindy, all of our tech help over there at Eckington Place in Washington, D.C., the ECC and the BOC. I know Linda's over there right now. Want to thank all the production assistants hanging out at Bluegrass Junction, keeping things right, Ernest, Corey, Candace, Robert, and Angel, and I want to thank Tammy Roby as well. Also our friends at Burger King, certainly want to thank them, and I also need to put out a special thanks to Tom O'Hare, the man who taught me how to do all of this. So we are done. It's time to wrap up Merlefest 2003, our broadcast here on Bluegrass Junction. We thank you for your listenership, and we hope you continue riding along on the XM Radio Network. I'm Felton Pruitt saying adios, and you know, we dedicated this broadcast to Frank Edmondson, the longtime sound man for Hot Rise and Alison Krauss, and we want to dedicate this to Frank and for all those who are waiting for us at that big festival in the sky that we miss so much. This has been Merlefest 2003. We're going to close out with a tune that Sam Bush did last night with John Randall Stewart and Emmylou Harris. It's Song for Roy, as we say so long from Merlefest.
Mirror image of his father before him, the notes float through his veins. Bottom so big, you can still hear it thunder from the opera stage. Worked his first master, he was just 16. The boy could slap a cane. King and Worth specials on his lip and in his pocket. He smoked it every day. Hear the colors wrapped in flannel, forever wedged in my mind. Hear the colors. No, he ain't crazy. Just run the number. Here's the time. He was a brother, husband and father. So here's a song just to say farewell, rest in peace, until we pick again.
hear the colors wrapped in flannel, forever wedged in my mind. Hear the colors. No, he ain't crazy. Just run the number. Here's the time. Just run the number, here's the time.